Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the numbers sit this hour, the Senate is leaning Democrat as they have gained one seat in a 48-47 race. On the other side of Congress, the House is leaning Republican, 199 to 172. These numbers are not final and continue to be counted. Georgia's Senate race between Republican Walker and Democrat Warnock, about 1% separation, with 2% remaining to be counted. In Nevada's senatorial race, trailing most of the night, Republican Adam Laxalt has taken a 2.5-point lead over Cortez Masto, with 72% counted. Gubernatorial election results, Democrats held off challengers in several races, including Wisconsin, New York, Michigan, while Republican incumbents won decisively in Florida and Texas. Midterm election results continue. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott wins big and tells Fox News President Biden has delivered a pay cut to Americans.
You think about 19 months of inflation outpacing pay increases. That means that Biden has delivered a pay cut to the American people. 8 months, 8 months over 8%. Devastating impact for people who grew up like I did in a single-parent household working paycheck to paycheck.
In other news, Tropical Storm Nicole is expected to become a hurricane Wednesday as it eyes Florida's southern Atlantic coast. Be prepared for storm surges and evacuations. As of 4 a.m. Eastern, Nicole was 90 miles east of Great Abaco Island and 270 miles east of West Palm Beach. 70-mile-an-hour winds and was moving west-southwest at 13 miles an hour. A Southern California gas station sold the winning ticket to Tuesday's $2 billion Powerball lottery. California law requires that person be identified in the near future. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A magnitude 5.6 earthquake struck Nepal's western district of Dodi, shaking the ground as far away as India's capital, New Delhi, on Wednesday morning. Loss of life is being reported. Sports betting in California has a verdict. Victoria Idoni has more from the nation's capital.
The defeat of two propositions in California keeps the largest market in America closed to legal sports betting. The measures would have allowed gambling companies to bring in billions of dollars in revenue, according to some estimates. Proposition 26, backed by dozens of California's Native American tribal governments, would have legalized sports betting at tribal casinos, while allowing them to also offer craps and roulette. It was opposed by operators of card rooms who worried about a provision allowing individuals to bring civil lawsuits against the card clubs over disputes in state gaming law. Proposition 27 would have legalized online and mobile sports betting. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned the federal ban on sports wagering in 2018. The proposition was opposed by Native American tribes who feared the measure would cut them out of a booming gambling market. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, do you think we're any closer?
I don't know what to tell you. I'm still like you, analyzing what the voters in America are telling us. Boy, I'll tell you, if there was any clear message, and that is that we still remain divided somewhat. We got Rick Manning joining us right now at 6 minutes after the top of the hour, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I have to rip up every single plan I had for 2023, though. So it's apart from the fact that my entire organizational agenda was changed overnight, it's all is well. Personally, I'm doing fine.
Yeah. Well, I get that. I mean, this is a situation, I mean, where, you know, you've got to take what the voters have said and say, okay, how do we still do right by the American dream and the American people in the midst of this, government that we have to deal with.
First of all, I think we have to figure out what the voters said. I think one thing we learn is the Democrats. It was always surprising to me for 2 years the Democrats were able to hold together what was supposed to be a diverse caucus. And they were able to never lose a vote, even though they only had a 5-vote majority in the House. That's virtually impossible, but they did it. And it wasn't. And so then this election confirmed that the Democrats are lockstep. They are lockstep.
Yes.
Otherwise, you cannot explain the election of John Fetterman, no matter whether Oz is a good candidate or bad candidate. There could not have been a worse candidate than John Fetterman.
Right.
In an election where crime supposedly mattered. He was for turning first-degree murders loose on the street. Okay? Mm-hmm.
I guess the people of Pennsylvania feel that they're better off now than they were 2 years ago, based on this vote.
The Democrats voted in lockstep, and they turned out. We can do a lot of analysis of why they turned out, but... So I don't know. So the real question in this election is what went wrong on the Republican side. And I'm going to give you a simple answer. And some people out there aren't going to like it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you what I think is a simple answer. We had a battle royale being played out in front of us featuring the former president, Donald Trump, mm-hmm. and Mitch McConnell. A week before the election, Donald Trump said Mitch McConnell shouldn't be the majority leader. Now, while I might agree with that, there was absolutely no sense of timing.
Right.
The two of them fought over who was going to fund what Senate races. Mitch McConnell pulled money from Don Baldock in New Hampshire right when he was surging, and killed the surge in New Hampshire. McConnell pulled money from Masters in Arizona in the middle of the summer, and left the Democrats the ability to spend $20 million unimpeded in the summer, defining Masters as being somebody who shouldn't be a senator.
You're talking about Arizona. Right.
So essentially, this battle between Trump and McConnell over who should be in control meant that nobody gets to be in control. And the Democrats were lockstep and the Republicans were divided. Mm-hmm. And at least from the money perspective. And that played out in the people who were never Trump, they voted against Trump supported candidates. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, Trump voters didn't turn out.
Yeah.
That's why you ended up with what should have been a 35-vote majority in the House being, at best, an 8-to-10-vote majority. And by the way, the 8-to-10-vote majority, most of that's out of New York State and Connecticut. And that means that the House majority is going to be a moderate, very moderate majority, not one that's going to stand up and fight on issues we care about. So that's ultimately, House divided. The big winner, Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
Ron DeSantis is the big winner in this. Lee Zeldin, even though he lost the New York State governor's race, he fought a governor's race, and that's the reason we picked up seats in New York. And
exactly.
Somebody who most people haven't heard of, there's Elaine Stefanik. Who is a congresswoman from New York, who was the House Republican Conference chair, took over for Liz Cheney, was very involved in the National Republican Congressional Committee in recruiting candidates. She is a moderate, pro-choice Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, if I were a betting man, I would bet that Kevin McCarthy does not end up being Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And Elise Stefanik or Steve Scalise from Louisiana end up being Speaker,
mm-hmm.
and the one who doesn't end up being Speaker will be the majority leader. That's
right.
My bet. I could be wrong, but I think ultimately, when you're a House divided, you can't stand. The Republicans were divided, the Democrats weren't, and as a result, the Democrats pulled off an upset.
What about Joe Biden as a winner? I mean,
he's an absolute winner. Absolute winner.
Yeah, which is shocking to think that he's for all that he's done and didn't do and how he's hurt us severely, he ends up coming out smelling like a rose here.
Well,
and once again, proving that he needs to stay in the bunker because look at how much campaigning he didn't do. And he comes out, smelling pretty good on this whole deal.
Well, one of the things that's most disturbing, okay, policy differences are policy differences. The thing that's most disturbing is the Democrats' closing argument was, if you supported Trump, you're evil,
mm-hmm.
and you must be stamped out. That was their closing argument. And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is, it worked.
Well, it's been working for the last 2 years, right?
No, well,
so it worked.
It's the first time it got tested in an election, though.
Yeah.
This was the speech at the Independence Hall, the speech he gave a week before the election. It was a straight demonization of half of America.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is, the Democrats responded to it. They came out to vote because of it. And they are convinced that democracy is threatened by practice of First Amendment freedoms.
Yeah, this is amazing that's their takeaway. That and the abortion issue, which a lot of people weren't talking about, that it was that serious issue. But now, supposedly, what some of the post-analysis are indicating is that, the decision from the Supreme Court was also instrumental in their decision, which didn't come out, previously. So I don't know what to make of this assertion.
Well, I think it's something that's a big assertion because it's we're going to have Roe v. Wade voted on in the House and Senate this year and next year. And dangerous times.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more when we get on the other side of the break.
The final
phase coming up.
Of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and Rick Manning continues with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, as we were talking right before the break, you know, the post-election analysis has come up and said, you know, Democrats voting, you know, were greatly influenced. And I think that's overused. I don't see how they were greatly influenced. Maybe it's their perception or they want to perceive this issue, because I'm not getting a feel that Roe v. Wade was such a, a galvanizing issue. But this is what the pollsters are saying. And these are the same pollsters that, of course, you know, they don't want to be analyzed at, you know, with the numbers and how much they missed it. I mean, as much as, you know, I think that we missed it in thinking that there was going to be, you know, a red wave. And that's the question this morning. What happened? So what happened to the red wave, Ducey says, with Fox and Friends, like as if, you know, he wasn't for the red wave. It's like all of a sudden he's claiming some sort of middle ground observatory post or something like that. Indications were that there, you know, it's kind of hard not to think that there would be a red wave because of these issues that polled so strongly, like, you know, inflation, like the economy, like crime. Every one of those top three issues, the Democrats were, you know, it was at their doorstep. They were responsible for all the bad numbers. But yet the American voter said, you know, we're okay with inflation. And here's some of the anecdotal responses from the voters. What came to mind, Rick, is that I don't think they understand what inflation is, that they don't, they tie it to a global effect as opposed to a local effect of what Joe Biden and his policies have done to directly affect America. Yes, inflation is all over because America has an influence on the rest of the countries, do we not?
That is true. But once again, campaigns matter, Bill. And when the Republicans decided that they weren't going to say, and here's what we're going to do about it, they just said, inflation is bad. Okay, we can all agree on it. But they didn't tell people what they were going to do about it. They gave people no reason to fight and trying to say, if we don't have these guys in, inflation is going to continue going up. Because if they'd said that, they'd have had to just say things like, we're going to cut the size and scope of government. We're not going to have a $1.5 trillion budget deficit. We're going to cut spending, and they have to then straddle and say, but it's not going to be on Medicare, Social Security, and 70% of the budget. So you've got a, but they never gave an answer to the question of, okay, we agree it's bad. What are you going to do?
Right.
Because they thought they could win based on, you know, to use a commercial, a Coke and a smile,
right,
as opposed to actually offering solutions.
Yeah.
In fact, the Republicans didn't offer a single solution. We were looking the other day trying to figure out what a Republican agenda we could try to hold them to, and there wasn't one. They decided they were going to run. It's a midterm. It's time for us to be in charge. You don't like Biden, and as a result, you're going to vote for us. And that's why the Democrats, who ran aggressive campaigns on issues and eviscerated Republican challengers on issues like abortion, and not really letting truth get in the way of a good story in many cases.
Right.
But it's a, they were brutal in their assault, and they had the money to do it, deliver a message. And I will tell you, I've worked the polls for Yesley Vega, which is a Northern Virginia district, a congressional district. Yes, a Hispanic cop, naturalized American citizen, born in El Salvador, in a district that is got about 28% Hispanic, and really just a as good a candidate as you can come up with. Her opponent spent $22 million destroying her. She won. She ended up losing because of absentee ballots last night. But at the polling places, when we were talking to people, the number one issue with women who came up said, is she going to take away my right to abortion? Number one issue. And because the Republicans never pushed back, never argued the moral case, they didn't get people, motivate people who go to church and care about this stuff to come out and vote. There's no political offset.
Right.
So
yeah, like you said, what happened to the voice of the pro-lifers here? They win a decision that they've been fighting for decades. They win it, and when they needed to counter this narrative, they're home celebrating. And meanwhile, the opposition is running them over, and they allowed the opposition to come in and regain ground. And now they're going to have to re-win this hill again. I mean, this is almost like Vietnam strategy, right? Exactly. Go ahead.
The immediate challenge, and because the Roe v. Wade won't be in for Congress in the next couple months. Mm-hmm. And Kevin McCarthy may be able to keep it off the floor of the House. And so you have a chance to hold it off. But there's a transgender bill that's going to be on the House and the Senate floor in the next 3 weeks. And in this vote, in a world where seven of the Republicans were lame ducks and didn't return, mm-hmm. In that world, the Democrats think they have the votes. They have the votes in lame duck. That's why they pushed this lame duck to get to 60. And this vote yesterday, gave those Republicans, gave people who oppose that transgender bill zero political in trying to stop it. And this is mm-hmm. bill, does a lot of things with transgenders, but the thing that hits home with mothers the most is it's going to inculcate that whole ideology into our schools. And it's going to make it so girls' sports are dead, okay, if this passes. And that is just the truth. And they're pushing it now. It's going to come up in the next 2 weeks. So that may be the immediate impact of this election, that suddenly we make mental illness a right.
Mm-hmm. And we're heading toward a genderless society. Is that what you're saying?
No. I think because we weren't made that way. What we're headed towards is an insane society where we have to all bow to the idea that somebody can decide at the whim that today I'm a boy, tomorrow I'm a girl, and the next day I'm a unicorn.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but your DNA still indicates your biology of origin.
DNA and science becomes irrelevant. This is about forcing Christians in particular to kneel and say, I'm going to pretend that your alternate reality is the truth. And if you're unwilling to do that, you will be guilty of a hate crime if this passes. And that is what the Republicans are, and the Senate, and truthfully, the Democrats are the ones who want it. All 50 of them will vote for it. Mm-hmm. You need 10 Republicans. And they have Mercat. They got two or three. They had two or three in the fall after mm-hmm. this election. I don't know that they don't have 60. They think they have 60. And so they're going to memorialize in law forever insanity.
Scary stuff, Rick. But hey, it's the America we live in. And, the way we have presented what we believe democracy, true democracy, is all about, and what the Democrats, how they have hijacked democracy and have form-fitted it into their own ideology. Wow. This is a conversation that must be had, and we have got to move forward with boldness and courage, Rick, and confront this. Otherwise, what's going to happen to the next generation, dare we say?
100% true. The battle doesn't end. We have to just keep fighting.
Here it is. President of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, has been our guest. Thank you, Rick. Take care. Get some sleep, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man. Bye.
You got it.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Midterm election results continue. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott wins big and tells Fox News President Biden has delivered a pay cut to Americans.
8 months, over 8%. Devastating impact for people who grew up like I did in a single-parent household working paycheck to paycheck.
As the numbers sit this hour, the Senate is leaning Democrat as they have gained one seat in a 48-47 race. On the other side of Congress, the House is leaning Republican, 199 to 172. These numbers are not final and continue to be counted. Georgia's Senate race between Republican Walker and Democrat Warnock, about 1% separation with 2% remaining to be counted. In Nevada's senatorial race, trailing most of the night, Republican Adam Laxalt has taken a 2.5-point lead over Cortez Masto, with 72% counted. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. And we've got T2B's man in Washington, Bill Pasco, with us right now. Hey, Bill, how are you, buddy?
I've been better, Bill.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey, I'm stunned. Shock and awe a little bit here. You know, disappointed, obviously, with the results and trying to understand, okay, what is America telling us? I mean, to me, it was a simple proposition. Were you better off, are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? And I think the resounding response, almost in unanimity, was that no, we're worse off. And meanwhile, the voters, based on what we're seeing here, the voters went to the polls and said, hey, we want, even though we're worse off and it doesn't look like there's any promise to get better, we want to stay with the same. It's like this seems disconnected.
Well, here's one thing I can tell you. There were a couple things that I was looking for last night. The first thing I was looking for was I wanted to see what happened in particular to governors who did not lock down. The governors who took the pressure from the mainstream media, from all the politics, and from, honestly, from a heck of a lot of the population. If you'll recall where we were 2 years ago with COVID, there were an awful lot of people who wanted to lock everything down. Some of the governors said, no, this is not right. You had Brian Kemp in Georgia, obviously Ron DeSantis in Florida. You had Mike DeWine in Ohio. You had Chris Sununu in New Hampshire. These governors, Kristi Noem in South Dakota,
exactly.
Very, very firm. They said, no, this is not the way we're going to handle it. We're going to keep our businesses open. We're going to keep people working. We're going to keep our schools open. And the result is that their constituents were saved a lot of the pain, a lot of the suffering that went on in other states. And so I was very curious, were they going to be rewarded by their constituents? And last night, very clearly, they were. Freedom still matters in this country at the gubernatorial level. I think at the federal level, when you look at the Senate races and the House races, there's an old
hey Bill, before we go to that, let's look at the opposite side of the coin and those draconian governors, you know, like Whitmer.
Right.
I mean, she held the Democratic Party line, closed down everything. Her and her husband went out to party. Governor Newsom, same thing. I mean, these were all hypocrites, and their voters said, "Hey, we like you." We in terms of managing their state, and this was also an indication of those governors. I mean, this is a vote to say, "Hey, you're doing a good job or a poor job." And this is what was surprising with some of these governors that were so draconian and so restrictive, and they managed to survive.
They did manage to survive. And let's throw Kathy Hochul in there, too, even though she wasn't in charge of the COVID response. Andrew Cuomo was. But nevertheless, she didn't break with him when she took over. She didn't say, a new era of freedom has come to New York. Now that the evil Cuomo is gone, I'm going to open the schools again. That wasn't her shtick. So you're right. Here's what I got. The only thing that I can draw from that is that California, Michigan, and New York are so far gone that even in the wake of this extraordinary environment, a Democrat governor is able to hold on. And that's going to say something about resource allocation decisions in the future. So let's get to the federal level. So we see at the state level, people still care about freedom. At the federal level, you look at the races for the House and the Senate, we have to acknowledge the red wave simply did not occur.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that happened that I am fascinated by is that it appears that every toss-up race that we've been watching for months, whether you're talking about the Pennsylvania Senate race or the Arizona Senate race or the Nevada Senate race or Wisconsin Senate race, every toss-up race did not break at the end for the Republicans, which is ahistorical. Every single midterm election, going back to the birth of our modern two-party system, and by that I go back to the war between the states. That's the birth of the modern two-party system. 1856 was the first time the Republicans ran a candidate for president. So we begin there. In all that time, there have only been two midterm elections in which the president's party gained seats in the House, and they are both very recent elections. There was 1998, which was Bill Clinton. He gained seats because the nation, the voters, rejected the Republicans' impeachment of Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. They said, "You've gone too far. You're impeaching him over lying about sex. That's just not right." And then 4 years later, in the very next midterm election in 2002, George W. Bush was the beneficiary of the rally around the flag after the 9/11 attacks. So those are the only two exceptions to the rule. The president's party loses power in the midterm election. And what typically happens is you get all these tight races at the end, and there is almost always a break in the last week. All the undecided voters, what undecided voters are telling the pollster really, because they know the incumbent, they're saying, "I know I'm not going to vote for the incumbent, but I haven't yet learned enough about the challenger to tell you, Mr. Pollster, that I'm comfortable voting for the challenger." And so in the very final week, as people make their decision, three-quarters or sometimes four-fifths of them typically break for the challenger. And that, in this case, that would be the out party. That would be the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't happen.
Well, do you think that maybe because of the early voting and mail-in voting that is taking place, that is mollifying that number now? That's changed the whole dynamic?
Look, there were half a million people. There were half a million Democrats. There were about 625,000 early votes were cast in the state of Pennsylvania before October 25. Mm-hmm. The reason October 25 is significant is because that's the day of the debate. They had one debate in the Pennsylvania Senate race. It took place on October 25. Of the 625,000 people who early voted in Pennsylvania, we know that 500,000 of them are registered Democrats. Now, I can't say that all the registered Democrats cast a vote for all the Democratic candidates. I don't know how they chose to vote. But I do know that 500,000 out of the 625,000 people who voted early were registered Democrats. And they voted before they had a chance to see John Fetterman in that debate. Now, you and I can have an interesting discussion about whether or not the debate really affected the outcome. It appears that the debate had no effect on the outcome, just as it appears in Georgia that the allegations by two women that Herschel Walker had pressured them to have abortions years ago, it looks like that didn't have any effect on the outcome either. And I wonder if we have reached a point now where individuals no longer matter when voters go to the polls. All that matters, you know, the individual characteristics, the personality, whether you think he's a man of honor, whether you think she's going to be a good representative, that is all irrelevant. The only thing that matters now is, are you wearing the red jersey or are you wearing the blue jersey?
Blue. Exactly.
Because I'm on team red and I'm on team blue. And it, and all we're sending you to Washington to do is to cast a vote the right way. We don't care about the personality behind that vote. I wonder if that's where we are right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point because, you know, when you think, again, as what we were pushing for was an American wave, that there would be that crossover. I mean, there was a certain amount of crossover, but could you expect enough crossover? And again, you have to consider, you know, some of these numbers. I mean, we still, again, we just went through another election, and we're already seeing videos of things that were, you know, rather suspicious and concerning regarding the conduct of an election. And here we go again. I mean, we're thrown into this debate of election denying and people fudging the numbers.
That's not good for America.
It's not. I mean, until America is really fixed on, okay, we're going to fix this problem. We're going to go back to, you know, one day of voting. You know, we'll take a national day off, a federal day off. We'll vote one day, and we got to have voter ID. Then it'll start to tell me that we're serious about it. Go ahead. We've got 10 seconds left.
You know where they got it right was Florida. After hanging chads
in 2000. Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you, Bill Martinez, along with Rosemary Jenks, who joins us. She's the Director of Government Relations at Numbers USA. Rosemary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. You know, I'm still a little bit in shock with these numbers that we're seeing, you know, coming out from the voters last night of this midterm election. Someone just texted me, says, how do you get 80% discontent rate across the country resulting in races so close?
It is amazing. Just amazing. I mean, the opposition to the Biden agenda is so clear, and yet, you know, we've seen a lot of split tickets, and this is definitely not the red wave that people were talking about. However, on the immigration issue, we do have some really good pickups that will make serious improvements in the Senate, including Ted Budd and J.D. Vance. They're going to be much better than their predecessors. You know, we didn't see the red wave in South Texas, but we have to remember that the Democrats in South Texas have been talking, you know, good talk on border security. They haven't been voting that way necessarily, but hopefully that will change. So, you know, it's an interesting thing when you have immigration is in the top five issues for voters coming out of the polls last night, and yet we see these splits.
Exactly. And Rosemary, I mean, look at the counter narrative that the Democrats ran. I mean, you have to give them credit for this because they couldn't talk about these policies that, you know, I think conservatives, people on the right took for granted. Just said, wait, this is too obvious. I mean, you know, you're going to the grocery store, you see empty shelves, the prices you're paying at gas. We've got, you know, millions of people coming across illegally from 162 countries. You know, crime is rising. How much illegal immigration and murders at the hands of these illegal immigrants are contributing to the problem. I mean, these are just natural considerations in the process. And with those real, you know, real heavy issues, you say, oh, I'm going to just stay with the status quo. It doesn't line up here. So I'm trying to understand, okay, you know, to hear him this morning, the left says, well, you know, the people really were very passionate about Roe v. Wade. And Roe v. Wade was, I think maybe the right dropped the ball a little bit in thinking that it was a done issue, that the Supreme Court had voted on this. And, but I guess they're, you know, according to these, you know, these polling, exit polls, they're saying that that was a bigger issue than what we realized.
Yeah, well, and also I think that the Republicans may have hurt themselves by continually talking about this giant red wave, the red tsunami, all this stuff, because I think that really got out the Democrat vote. You know, I think it energized the Democrats to come out and vote, whereas maybe otherwise they wouldn't have. But yeah, I don't have any good explanations for it. That's for sure.
What do you think about the conflict between the Trump part of the party and Mitch McConnell? They seem to be more at odds instead of being united, you know, for a common cause within the within the Republican Party. Do you think that that contributed?
I do think that contributed, and I think that there will be a lot of people in Washington who want to blame Donald Trump for the losses last night. I don't know how much of that is true, but certainly there are several high-profile Trump-endorsed candidates who are not doing well or who have lost.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a lot of blame to go around, I think. You know,
well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rosemary. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say the House didn't get the House Republican leadership didn't get the numbers that they wanted. Obviously, Senator McConnell, Leader McConnell, backed out of some of these races at critical times. So, a lot of blame.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, it seems that Joe Biden, after all is said and done, that his strategy of limited campaigns and, you know, keeping a low profile, you know, for the most part, this is a strategy that seems to be working for Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. I mean, because after everything is all said and done, you might say that Joe Biden was a big winner last night.
Well, except remember, I mean, it still looks fairly certain that Republicans are going to take the House, and that puts a stop to Biden's agenda for the most part. I mean, at least in terms of what Congress can do, which includes appropriations. So
right.
There is some hope there. And also remember that House Republican leadership has committed to us that we will have a strong border security bill that will at least be taken up in the House. Now, if mm-hmm. it goes to the Senate or not is obviously still up in the air. But at least we'll be able to get the issue out in the open and talk about it and come up with legislative solutions for it in the House.
Yeah, you're exactly right. McCarthy's commitment to America, I think everybody should have that on their refrigerator door and be reminded every day of this commitment. And every time that there's any deviation whatsoever or any time there's a victory, then the leader and those of our representatives should hear from us, right?
100%. It is so important that we hold them accountable. And also remember that the closer the gap between Republicans and Democrats in the House, the more leverage groups like the House Freedom Caucus have.
Mm,
so,
yes.
You know, and they completely share our agenda on immigration. So, you know, I have some good hope that we can move forward in the House in this next Congress, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know, and the thing is that when you look at, you know, some incoming, you know, freshmen, this freshman class, we've got more women. I think this is a good thing. You know, conservative women have stepped up, you know, and I think they're going to have a great influence here. And, you know, we need to have that in Congress. And I think this is a positive thing and something that we can have hope for, because the fact of the matter is that we know what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to remain lockstep. This has been a winning formula for them. They're not going to deviate. And this is clear. This is how they were able to offset, you know, this red wave, is they stayed lockstep and they protected one another. And, you know, and you look at it for, you know, what should have been a red wave for all intent and purposes, tradition, history, everything else in the mix here. And they basically stole victory from the jaws of the Republicans.
Yeah. And, you know, it will be interesting to see how Senate Democrats respond to all of this, because the map for Senate Democrats in 2024 is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And so will they, you know, think to themselves, well, gee, we better take a closer look at what the American people want, because if we're going to go through two more years of this ridiculous inflation and completely open borders and, you know, another 4 million illegal aliens coming in, Senate Democrats hopefully will be held accountable for that. And, you know, maybe that means we can get to 60 votes in the Senate if Republicans can take the Senate this time by at least one person.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, we have some minds that we need to change, and it's going to be up to the American people to convince their senators and their representatives to do the right thing on the immigration issue and on other issues. But, you know, they need to be hearing from their voters.
Well, without a doubt. And here we've got four, you know, very close races, still haven't been decided, you know, for the Senate. Georgia, I mean, it's a real easy question to ask. You know, the answer is very obvious. I mean, you know, with Warnock, you think you're going to get stronger immigration policy or just more of the same? You know, Herschel Walker seems to be our Obi-Wan Kenobi, our last hope, for this Senate seat.
Yes. And, you know, I think it's obvious at this point that's going to go to a runoff. So we won't know the results of that until December 6th. And I hope that we can keep people in Georgia engaged until then so that they will come out and vote in that runoff election and that it doesn't go the way that the runoff election the last time around went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and part of the problem with the last runoff election was you had all this animus about Donald Trump, and of course what the Democrats have accused, you know, well, more than half of America, 60% of America, says they still have questions about the 2020 election, and so now, you know, oh my God, if you have any doubt whatsoever that it was legitimate, you are an election denier. And deserving of canceling and irrelevance. I've maintained, you know, because people ask me, they go, Bill, do you think, you know, the election was, you know, legitimate, that it was fair? And I said, I don't know. I really don't know. And they haven't, you know, they haven't provided proof on any level to say, hey, this is why this was legit. I've not heard one word of proof from the left, from Joe Biden, that says, hey, look, this is why you could be confident. I mean, help me be confident with what happened in 2020. 60% of the country is saying we're not confident. So,
yeah, well, there's no question we need to get away from the mail-in ballots and the ballot drop boxes and all of that stuff and get back to voting in person on election day whenever possible. And, you know, encouraging more people to go and vote in person on election day.
Exactly.
And on runoff day in Georgia.
Right. And when you've got most of the world utilizing voter ID, you know,
yep.
Why is America so special that it should not have voter ID?
That's absolutely right. I had to show my ID to vote.
Well, if we're really serious about having free and fair elections, I think there's some simple solutions to it. But do we have the intestinal fortitude and courage to just continue to fight for it and to make it happen for the future generations? Rosemary Jenks, Director of Government Relations with Numbers USA. Rosemary, thank you for the insight. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Prosper.